Friday, 5 February 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. We are in a prolonged study from Ezekiel chapter 8 as we see why God had to cause his people to go into captivity. And dear friend, human nature hadn't changed a bit. And by the way, God hadn't changed either. And the same problems that resulted in captivity and destruction for the children of Israel and Judah are the same problems that has gotten us into problems today. So dear friend, if we're wise, we'll not repeat the same mistakes. We can learn from their mistakes and look to a holy God for help that we need. Not be like some of these people now that are castigating anybody who even prays in the time of emergency. Can you imagine that? That's what we were sharing with you on the last broadcast. I want to continue some more of that today, but I want to go back to Romans chapter 1 first of all. Father, do bless us now with thy word, and we'll thank thee for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As we saw how men turned their back on God, first of all, they refused to glorify him as God, and then they were unthankful. Of course, this resulted in darkness and in a void, in vanity as well. Well, so then they would attack God. They would seek to change his glory, the glory of an uncorruptible God, into humanism, an image made like the corruptible man, or animism, and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Well, God responded and gave them up to, I call, conventional immorality, adultery, fornication, and those sins. Well, then they attacked the Word of God because the Word of God, of course, was an obstacle to their wicked lives. And then God turned them over to vile affections. And then the Bible says in verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. I'll tell you, we could camp out on this verse today, a reprobate mind. Now, what is a reprobate mind? It is a mind that is devoid of judgment. A people with a reprobate mind cannot make logical, reasonable, much less spiritual decisions. Now, haven't we seen this in the last several years? I mean, I believe our kindergarten students could make better decisions than what I have seen from some people in leadership. It is evident that we are on attack. We've been on attack for years. I think World War III started a long time ago. We have been attacked by these Muslims for over the years now. You go back to the Beirut Barracks and you go back to the Pan Am aircraft that was shot down, and you go back to the coal that was bombed. And I mean, you just, the situation that happened down at Fort Hood. Why was it as evident as your hand before your face that this was an Islamic attack? It's there. It's as evident as it can be. But no, some people say, especially the president, this was workplace violence. And then this terrible thing that happened in San Bernardino. And of course, they tried to start out with that it was a workplace violence. And finally, it was revealed that these people were a part of ISIS. They were sympathetic to ISIS. The woman had pledged herself to ISIS. And the question is asked, well, how can people like this even be in a country that was founded to honor God, to honor the Lord Jesus Christ? Patrick Henry made it clear that this was not basically a religious country. This was a Christian country. It was founded so that people could worship the Lord Jesus Christ without fear and have freedom and liberty. And we've enjoyed so many years of these blessings as people would honor the Lord and recognize him. But just as we see here in the book of Ezekiel, and we have seen the book of Ezekiel, we see here in the book of Romans, when people turn their back on God, refuse to glorify him as God, then God has to deal with them. And as we read the results of a reprobate mind, verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And here we're reading tomorrow's headlines. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, that is, their truth breakers, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasures in them that do them. I was reading you on the last broadcast from an FRC action report that God can fix this. As soon almost as this attack, this terrible attack in San Bernardino took place, and the dear victims there were texting out and calling out and asked people to pray for them. And as soon as people started praying for them, then the ungodly crowd on the left began to castigate people for praying and saying that they were wasting time, that they were hypocrites. The New York Daily News took it up, and they screamed back, quote, God isn't fixing this. Well, dear friend, let me tell you something. God is capable of fixing this. I read you again from this report several comments, and today I would like to read you from the Federalist. There's an editorialist named Molly Hemingway, and in her column to this response, I want to read you this real quickly. In her column about the left's response to the shooting, the Federalist Molly Hemingway hit the nail on the head. Liberals are only diminishing the Christian faith so that they can exercise their own religion. Big government. Progressives explain that the God of good government would have been able to take care of us if only we'd given it sufficient power to do so. In this case, the power is gun control, she points out. Progressives tend to believe that government, if made to have sufficient size, scope, and proper management over the affairs of man, will fix or at least seriously mitigate the problem of evil in the world. They tend to believe that man can be perfected and perfected through government action. These almost cartoonish denunciations of prayer we saw yesterday, combined with the implicit praises of government action, are best understood as a sort of primitive religious reaction to a problem that growth of the state still hasn't fixed, the problem of evil in the world. God bless you, Molly Hemingway. You said it right. They want to diminish the Christian faith so that they can practice openly their religion, which is government. They believe that government is the God of this age, if you please. They believe that give them enough authority and give them enough money that they can fix anything. Well, dear friend, we've lived long enough to see that's not true. Our hope is in nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And dear friend, as the songwriter wrote, we dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ a solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. This is not a time to stop praying. This is a time to really pray and not to pray last. Let us claim Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, God says, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Or 2 Chronicles 7:14. But if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Dear friend, I'm so glad that we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus knows, Jesus cares, and God be praised, he can do something about it. But it's unbelief that will drive God from our lives, and it's lack of belief that will keep him from answering prayer. For if we pray, we're to pray in faith, believing. We're to trust him. And he said, if your fathers, your earthly fathers, know how to give good gifts unto their children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? Well, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. I hope you are making plans for it all possible to be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church. Dear friend, we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but we are to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. If you cannot get to church, if you have access to the internet, please join us at www.calbapt.org. www.calbapt.org. Please join us next broadcast if you can.